Hey guys, welcome back to the Wrestling Podcast. Your host, me and Will. And today we have a special guest, Devin Schroeder. How are you doing, Devin?
Hey guys, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. So, can you tell us about where you grew up, and can you tell us some of your accomplishments before college?
So I'm originally from Grand Rapids, Michigan, over there on the west side. I'm a three-time state champ in high school. I won flow once. Placed at 32s, and it didn't wrestle much freestyle, so that was about it. I played football and track in high school, so I just wrestled in season pretty much. And that's what got me to Purdue, where I am today.
Nice. All right. Why did you choose to attend Purdue?
Tony Urso just took the job at Purdue right before I got here, and I just really believed in what he was saying, and what he was telling me, his methods. And Purdue's just a great school. I'm studying engineering, and Purdue's one of the top engineering schools in the country, so it was just perfect. It was not too far from home, about 3.5 hours. One of the best coaching staffs in the country, and they worked their tails off, so it's perfect fit for me.
Mm-hmm. Other than Purdue, what other colleges did you consider or look at?
Yeah, I think I committed really early, so I didn't even get deep talks with a lot of schools. I think the final coaches that I had to tell that I committed to Purdue, it was like Central Michigan, Old Dominion, IU, and then I just started talking to Cornell, Penn State a little bit. So but those were the last coaches I think I was in contact with.
Okay. How old were you when you started wrestling? And then how'd you get into it too?
Yeah, so my dad was a head coach at a school by me, a high school, and it's not the school I went to, but he was a head coach, so I just always grew up around it. I think I probably started wrestling 4 or 5. Seriously, we're just rolling around always with the high school kids and older guys, and I started going to youth practices, so really since I can remember.
Mm-hmm. So you had a pretty good year that I would say, and a lot of people would say. Did you think you wrestled as good as you wanted to this past season?
There was a couple matches that I dropped. I dropped, the second match of my season. I was up 4-1, so that hurts, and I got to close the gap with obviously Spencer, the top guy. So and you want to win those matches. So I was really happy. I came a long ways, and it was a good season. I was really excited and primed for NCAAs, but overall, I was happy. But we still have a lot of ways to go.
Mm-hmm. What do you like to do besides wrestling?
I hang out with a lot of my friends. I'm pretty close to a lot of teammates, so just chill with the boys. We watch a lot of sports. I'm a Detroit sports fan, so it kills my heart. They're also better at now, Lions, Pistons. But so we watch a lot of sports, play Xbox just like the normal guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Xbox, hanging out in sports.
What would you say would be your favorite game to play right now?
We've been playing a lot of Warzone. These updates and stuff is probably when you get on, there's always guys online to play with. So running squads with the boys is always a good time. You can never go wrong with some Warzone.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I'm terrible at Warzone.
So what was your first reaction to the NCAA being canceled, as you had a pretty good chance to do pretty well there? And how would you predict you would say you have done if it didn't get canceled?
Yeah, so we're doing individual practices that Thursday. We're a starter, the qualifier, we're going one-on-one with different guys throughout the day. So we had guys all the way from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. just individuals whenever you get in. And it got canceled during my workout. I think it was like 3 or 4-ish. So I finished. It was a tough one. I got out and I saw my locker room, and it's just like, I don't know, it's speechless almost. And it's tough. They brought everyone in, and it's tough. It was like 4 days before we left, and there's tears, and everyone's there for each other and stuff. Because it's like you practice, and all of a sudden, now what? Your season's over. So it's indescribable feeling. It's not even like comparable to anything else unless you'd like, I don't know, get hurt all of a sudden. But it's just – it's tough for sure, but there's more to life than wrestling, so it almost makes you realize and happy that you have stuff outside of wrestling. It makes you realize it's not the most important thing in the world. You got to protect your family and your grandparents, so I would for sure, it's not anyone's fault. I think it was the right call, but it's still just a sad and heartbreaking situation all around.
Definitely. How would you have predicted that you would have done at the time?
I'm sorry. I was going in there to win it. The top five seed, stuff happens all the time. I was preparing to win a national title, so that's what you got to expect every single time. You should never go into a tournament. No matter what seed you are, but especially I was top five. I liked where I was in my matchups, and I was ready to go. I was ready to shock the world.
So coming into your senior season, sorry, are there anything you're looking to get better at specifically, like top, bottom, neutral, or like any moves?
Yeah, I think I need to work on my finishes a little bit. There's a couple of times in my finals match of Big Ten, so I got in and just couldn't finish. Then obviously when the best guys at the weight are good on top, you need to work on bottom. You know, I got rolled out for way too long, and my finals match, it sucked. That was the last match of the year. I had to end like that. But you got to work on bottom. So for sure, bottom and improve all areas, especially finishing on my feet and get on the bottom. It's tough to win if you get written out. So.
Yeah. So as you are a student athlete at Purdue, how hard is the manager schoolwork and wrestling?
Yeah, it's pretty tough, especially I'm industrial engineering, so it's a pretty tough major, pretty demanding, and it's really tough sometimes in projects and stuff, keeping up and doing work for your groups and meeting at difficult times because you just are demanded more as a student athlete. Going to practice in the morning and afternoon, maybe come back for a group project. And it's draining, but that's part of the grind. And as you get older, you get better at it and better at organizing time. And it's tough, but it's definitely manageable. They give you so many resources, and the professors work with you. They give you tutors and stuff. You can take tests on the road. So Purdue does a really good job of helping you and managing it and making it as easy as possible.
Mm-hmm. Is there any tips that you would give people coming to college to manage the school and wrestling?
Yeah, for sure. Don't put stuff off. I always try to gotta get stuff done before, because if you say, like, oh, I'll get it done on the road, there's some guys that can do it, but I never can, especially when you start cutting weight and stuff. And you gotta stay in touch with your teacher. Some guys will just, like, I'll just leave.
Yeah.
But that'll hurt you. Your teachers will help you. That they respect that it's a little more challenging, and you're gonna be gone sometimes. So, just being able to talk to your other classmates too, like see what you miss. You just gotta stay on top of things. If you ever miss a class and you don't try to catch it, you can fall behind really easily. You gotta stay on top of everything.
Did you guys have to do any like online schools this year?
Yeah. So I was in. I actually set up my schedule, so I had an online class, and I didn't have class Mondays or Fridays. So I only had class 3 days in the spring semester anyway, so a lot of my stuff was online. But yeah, they canceled school at the same time they canceled NCAA, so everything was online from there and out. So it was different for a few of my classes, but some of them it was the same because they were already online. But I'm sure the same as you guys, so it's pretty much just lectures and tests online. And
yeah.
It's hard on the professors as it was as us, but
you gotta
do it.
Definitely.
So you and Purdue are in the Big Ten, which is the hardest conference in college wrestling. Can you tell us what it's like to wrestle in the Big Ten and pretty much wrestle a stud every match?
Yeah, for sure. Wrestling in the Big Ten's a grind, and a lot of guys struggle with that aspect, but also, you can't commit to a Big Ten school and not expect that. You can't commit to a Big Ten school and want to wrestle easy kids in the back half of the season. It's not going to work out for you. And we train for that at Purdue. We embrace it. We're always ready for it. We get up for the big duels pretty good. So I love it. You know, it gets you ready for the end of the season. You've already wrestled most of the best guys in the country. So it gets you ready for the end of the season, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, your sophomore year, you had around, I think you had 13 losses, and your last year, you only had only five. What adjustments did you make to become more successful and less losses?
I think a lot of it was just my mentality just in belief in myself as a wrestler. That was my first year starting full time. I was in the line my freshman year, then my sophomore year, my first time starting. And I think I was just trying to win and prove that I belonged. I was even guys I was a lot better than. I was just skating by, just trying to win. And I changed that mentality. I was just trying to beat people up this year, just score a bunch of points. And I think that's even carrying that mentality in the practice room, I was able to get a lot of gains on my feet, just beating people up on my feet, trying to score as many points as I can. And that helped me gain a lot of confidence on the mat, and which led to more wins and confidence on the mat in actual matches, which is what I believe helped me take the next step this following year.
Yeah.
So how much do you walk around in the season, and how do you manage your weight?
What extra, kind of like for an example, what extra workouts are you doing?
Yes. So, we always get off days every week. We'll get a day, sometimes day or two, but I always just get in there and get a little something, a little light run, stretch, jog, drill, work on some technique, and just keep my weight down, keep burning calories. And I eat really clean. I don't get too big, only within 5% of my weight. You know, if you got to make weight so much, if some guys will cut all this weight and it kills them at the end of the year, and you see it sometimes. And it also creates inconsistencies. When they have good cuts, they'll be good, but then the next weight, they'll bounce back up and they'll have a bad match. So, and that's something I've had to learn, is just eating really clean, salads, vegetables, and just no candy or anything. It's nothing crazy. I still eat full meals, just really clean over time, and putting in extra workouts, just little runs here and there, little 10 minutes after practice help get that weight down so you're feeling good and strong at the end of the year, nice and lean.
That's right.
So what has wrestling done for you, and what lesson has it taught you?
Yeah, so I'm excited for this last year. I try not to look too far ahead. I'm keeping my options open. Like, it's not so much. When I came to college, I was like 18 years old, and now I'm almost 23. So wrestling has helped change me from like a young kid almost to like a young adult. And in all aspects in life, it's hard to be a hard worker on the mat and have like a lazy personality off the mat and just switch on and off. So I've learned that you need to be a hard worker and just a good person, like all aspects of life. If you do the right things off the mat, there's a good chance you're going to be doing the right things on the mat and vice versa. You got to keep all aspects of your life in check. And that's one of the biggest things that wrestling has helped teach me and mold me as I've grown here at Purdue.
Yeah. So you're ranked on Purdue's most amount of back points in the season. What do you like to do on top to get all those points?
Yeah, big cross-wrist tilt guy. I was big before my coach AJ Shop got here, but I just wasn't as good at it. And we worked so much time on it, and little tweaks here and there. It's crazy how much technique goes into it. But yeah, it's no secret that people know I like to turn. People a lot of times don't pick down, and that's huge. It's like a free point. So I've learned this year, you got to put yourself there. Sometimes you got to get an early takedown, go after those back points. But yeah, just cross wrist, it's not, it just tilts, it's no secret, everyone out there knows, so for sure.
So what is your major in college? I think you already said is engineer, right?
Yeah, industrial engineering. Yeah.
Okay, why did you pick to become an industrial engineer major then?
Yeah, industrial engineering, IE, is a really good major. Purdue is one of the top schools in the country, and if you graduate with an engineering major from Purdue, you're really set up. You're really attractive to other companies out there. They're looking for Purdue engineers. And industrial, it's a pretty broad. You touch a lot of different aspects of engineering. And you're getting hired in business sides of companies or different types of engineers. And I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do. So it's presenting a lot of different opportunities for after college. Right now I'm working under the environment section of Marathon Petroleum Corporation out in Ohio. So like, I don't do environmental stuff in school, but still it was able to give me the opportunity to work here for the summer while everything's going on. So
yeah. Good major.
What do you plan to do at, or no, sorry. So you're a Purdue Boilermaker athlete. Do you like to watch their other sports?
Yeah, for sure. Our student body is really close. A lot of our different athletes versus sports share the same, like, locker room, training room, stuff like that. So I go watch football, go watch basketball, go watch girls soccer, and we're really close to a lot of the athletes. So it's a cool little culture we have at Purdue.
Mm-hmm. So it's coming up to be your last year of college. What do you plan to do after this? And do you have any plans to become a coach or test out the senior level? Do you have any idea what you're trying to do after college?
Yeah, I've got a couple ideas. I'd love to coach if it's a good opportunity. We got to see what's out there. But I think going to grad school, getting grad school taken care of and seeing where coaching takes me would be awesome. I'd love to do it. I love coaching. But at the same time, I wouldn't be opposed if I had a good job offer. You know, industrial engineering, great job. And just going to start in a career. We'll see what happens in the season, where it takes me, and keep my options open. And out, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite place to eat after weigh-ins?
After weigh-ins, let's see. We usually, right after weigh-ins, before I eat the same thing every single time, I'll have oatmeal, some applesauce, and some fruit. But after, like, the meat, they usually, if it's home, I'll usually go get, like, a chicken sandwich or something. Nothing crazy, because a lot of times you go Friday, Sunday, or you practice the next day, so you don't want to get your weight too crazy. Yeah. But sometimes a little burrito bowl or a little sandwich, so nothing crazy, but definitely something besides, like, the pre-weigh-in meal cuts. So
yeah. So, like, right now, when you're not watching your weight as much, what is your favorite now? Like, any, like, a sweet or anything?
Yeah, and I'm a big pizza guy. Love me a good pepperoni pizza. Nothing crazy. Love me a good steak pizza. Just the basic foods, you know. Eat a little more than you do during season, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Would you consider yourself a picky eater or more open?
Probably in between. There's a lot of stuff I don't like, but as I've gotten older and, like, tried to eat healthier, I've exposed myself to more foods. When I was in high school, I was pretty picky, but since I've grown older and had to, like, eat my own foods all the time, when you live by yourself, you get exposed to more food. So I've definitely learned to become, like, a less picky eater.
Yeah.
So during your 2017-2018 season, you wrestled one match at 133. What do you think the difference is between that weight or between those two weights?
Yeah, bumping up weights in college is way different than high school. In high school, I could bump up two weights and it'd be fine. I actually came in that match like that morning to make 125, but at 33 pounds, I got six. So I had to bump up and wrestle 33. So I weighed in at like 126. And it's huge. I think it was against Dylan Duncan, who's a good wrestler too. So you try to bump up weight in the Big Ten, it's tough. For
yeah.
Sure. So you can feel it. And it's nothing that's impossible or anything, but it's definitely tougher than high school for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, talking about high school, can you compare, like, what's the two differences between the two levels of, like, high school wrestling and college wrestling? What's the difference?
Definitely the hand fighting is different. And you're – easiest matches in college would be like some of your toughest matches of the year in high school. Mm-hmm. For sure. You just have to elevate yourself to open up more and score points. I think the biggest adjustment is hand fighting on your feet and then just getting out on bottom, because everyone in high school can ride, or I'm sorry, in college can ride. In high school, like, there may only be a couple guys you wrestle a year that will actually ride you tough, but in college, you have to know how to get in bottom, most everyone will ride you.
Yeah.
So you had an awesome Big Tens, coming second to Spencer Lee. What do you think you're going to do to close that gap in the future?
You got to get out on bottom. I think he had a lot of riding time, so you got to get out on bottom. Especially Spencer, one of the best kids on top in the country. Everyone knows that. So you got to get on bottom, make and gotta give him a fight on his feet. If I can get him on bottom and wrestle him on his feet, anything can happen. You know, he's dropped matches before, so I'm excited to get after it this year and challenge him. You know, I'm sure not many people, or a lot of people are just giving him the weight, but I'm excited to push him and then and see what I can do out there.
What's so special about Spencer Lee?
I know he's a good wrestler. No, he's a good kid. I'll give him respect. I'm sure he works hard. He's a good all around wrestler. But that's what you wrestle for. I'm excited. You know, you wrestle for those big matches. You wrestle to those kids who have been training for my whole life. So I'm pumped. I'm pumped to go after him this year for sure.
So when you wrestle these big guys like centrally and at the NCAA tournament last year, can you talk about your mindset going into these matches when this crowd could be big or you have a tough opponent?
Yeah, I've always been good. We talk a lot. It doesn't matter if it's you're wrestling an away duel and there's 50 guys in the crowd or you're wrestling at the NCAAs and there's 40,000. It's the same attitude. You got to turn them out. You're wrestling your match. You're going out there to whoop his butt. We talk a lot about mindset and being confident, and you just got to focus in on what you're going to do and believe in yourself. And is it the same mindset Big Ten Finals? Believe in myself, same mindset first match at some open, first round, just believing in myself and getting in the right mindset to go out there. I don't really worry about too much about the crowd or anything. If anything gets me pumped up more, it's easy to get the adrenaline going. So I love wrestling in front of big crowds.
What do you like to do before, matches? Like, what do you like to do to warm up?
I just listen to music, bounce a little bit, maybe a little feet fire, a little stance in motion, get going. But there's nothing really else you can do to increase your chances of winning besides staying relaxed and be ready to wrestle. So I just like listen to music and bouncing around.
Mm-hmm. Would you say you have a favorite song? And if so, what is it?
It always changes throughout the year. The last time I wrestled that was Big Tens, obviously, and that was right when Lil Uzi dropped Eternal Take, so I was listening to Uzi the entire weekend. It depends. I love Uzi, Lil Baby, some Drake, so all that stuff, all rap, that's all for me. So.
Do you have a favorite song? Favorite wrestler?
Wrestler? Okay. Right now, probably JB. He's right down on the senior level. I'm excited to watch him go out and compete for 2021. JB, JO, a few of those guys.
What is your prediction between Dake and Jordan Burroughs?
I gotta go JB. He's the man. He's gonna be the man till someone beats him. So gotta hammer.
What about Dake and Chimizu coming next month?
That'll be good. I'm excited for. I don't know. Chimizu's crafty. I'll go with Dake though. He's a little bigger. He's the man, and he's I don't know the last time Dake's lost. I'll go with Dake.
Chimizu's been talking a lot of smack.
I think it's good for the sport. It sells. More smack, more people want to buy it. So it's awesome. I love it. I wish the wrestling community accepted it more, embraced it more. Sometimes people talk smack and people catch shade for it, but I love it. It's good.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that has been influential to you, or anybody you model your wrestling out of?
I think a lot of the guys, just the coaches I've been around, Ursuline, he's a big hand fighting guy. He wrestled under Dan Gable. So he's been big on hand fighting since I've got there. And that's probably what I've improved on a lot. So I'd say my feet, hand fighting is pretty much everything he's been preaching towards me. We work a lot of individuals. And on top, the closest thing would be Shop, who's my coach too. So there's no specific wrestler that I modeled after. And I think any young kid, it's good to pick up things from other guys, but there's no one that you will ever be able to perfectly mimic. You have to create your own style and what you're good at. You're your own person. You want to be your own self. Obviously, there's good guys to follow. That's what I've done with Shop and Ursula and other guys around me. But, you got to figure out – you got to make it your own. Take what coaches and other people give you, make it your own. So.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite wrestling brand?
Nike. We're sponsored by Nike. It's pretty much all you wear. So Nike Freaks, I've got like 5 pairs of the same shoe. So
nice.
So
coming
down to the last question. So can you tell us your biggest goal for this upcoming season and what are you looking to do next season?
Yeah, I'm looking to win an NCAA title and get a team trophy. Purdue, we're really close. We could have had 5, 6 All-Americans. The right guys would have peaked, and we were feeling good. We finished top 5 in Big Ten. So we lose a couple guys, but ready for young guys to step right in. You know, we lost a 65-pounder earlier in the year, and if you would have been there, we would have been right there. And I'm excited. So NCAA title and team trophy, that's we got set high goals, but it's what we do at Purdue. So
yeah. So wait, Hank, can you name some of your All-Americans that you might have next year at Purdue? Yeah.
I mean, everyone's going in there. I mean, me, Kendall Coleman coming back, different pair out, be up there. We got a lot of guys peeking. Parker Filius, Thomas Panola. We got guys, Amos Sumlin, who was ranked and got hurt earlier. Travis Ford Mellon's a stud at 33. He's been working. He's been getting good. And I know I'm forgetting guys, but we're going to be solid next year again. Max Lyon, we got guys coming up, and we got guys coming in the lineup that'll be good too. I'm excited to see what we'll do next year as a team again.
Yeah. So I think that was the last question, Devin. Thank you so much for coming on. Maybe get you back on here once you win that NCAA title.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so that's it. Thank you so much. And that's the end of the podcast. Thank you very much.
All right, see you, man.
Appreciate it. Take care.
See ya.